That's right, with a fresh batch of good stuff, it's Mike and Kim. Honored that you're listening. You know, let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. They are published every Saturday, and you really need to be connected with them. They connect you with local buyers, sellers, around the clock. There's so much that they can offer. Remember, it is what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com to subscribe.
And don't forget the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board has a lot of things for you to come and do this fall. Maybe a hunting trip here in the Valentine area, the Valentine National Wildlife Refuge, McKelvey National Forest, or some wilderness area that's available on Fort Niobrara as well.
The old man was feared by all his neighbors because they believed he practiced black magic and was responsible for missing cats and dogs and strange sounds at all hours. Every time he had a confrontation with his wife, screams and yells could be heard deep into the night, along with the same statement: "When I die, I will dig my way up and out of the grave to come back and haunt you for the rest of your life." Well, he died abruptly under strange circumstances, and the funeral had a closed casket. After the burial, the wife went straight to the local bar and began to party as if there were no tomorrow. The cheerfulness of her actions was becoming extreme while her neighbors approached in a group to ask these questions: "Are you not afraid, worried, concerned that this man who practiced black magic and stated when he died he would dig his way up and out of that grave to come back and haunt you for the rest of your life?" The wife put down her drink and said, "Let him dig. I had him buried upside down."
Ooh, she was thinking ahead, wasn't she?
A touch of Halloween there.
I have a little story for you as well. It's called The Five Old Ladies in the Car. Have you heard this one before?
I'm not sure. It opens a lot of opportunity there, but it sounds fun.
This was sent in from Diane Jacobson. And a state police officer observed a car puttering along the highway at only 22 miles per hour. He turned on his lights and pulled the car over. Approaching the vehicle, he noticed that it contained five little old ladies, two in the front seat and three in the back, and that all the old ladies were wide-eyed and white as ghosts. The driver, obviously confused, said, "Officer, I don't understand. I was going exactly the speed limit. What's the problem?" "Ma'am," the officer replied, "you weren't speeding, but you should know that driving slower than the speed limit can also be a danger to other drivers." "Slower than the speed limit?" she said. "I'm following the posted speed exactly." The officer, trying to contain a little chuckle, explained 22 was the route number, not the speed limit. Well, embarrassed, the woman smiled and thanked him for pointing out her error. Before letting her go, however, the officer asked, "Is everyone else okay? Those women seem awfully shaken, and they haven't made a peep this whole time." "Oh, they'll be all right in a minute, officer. We just got off Route 119.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah, that's an old one, but it's still, you can't
have that one.
That's right.
Well, it seems that Joe's wife likes to sing, so she decided that she would join the church choir. From time to time, she'd practice while she was in the kitchen preparing his dinner. Whenever she would start in on a song, Joe would head outside to the porch. His wife, with hurt feelings, said, "What's the matter, Joe? Don't you like my singing?" Joe replied, "Honey, I love your singing, but I just want to make sure the neighbors know that I'm not beating you."
Oh, I don't know what to say.
It's kind of a backhanded, not a compliment.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely have to agree. From a wife's diary now. "Tonight, I thought my husband was acting weird. We had made plans to meet at a nice restaurant for dinner. I was shopping with my friends all day long, so I thought he was upset at the fact that I was a bit late, but he made no comment on it. Conversation wasn't flowing, so I suggested we go somewhere quiet so we could talk. He agreed, but he didn't say much. I asked him what was wrong. He said nothing. I asked him if it was my fault that he was upset. He said he wasn't upset, that it had nothing to do with me and not to worry about it. On the way home, I told him that I loved him. He smiled slightly and kept driving. I can't explain his behavior. I don't know why he didn't say, 'I love you too.' When we got home, I felt as if I had lost him completely, as if he wanted nothing to do with me anymore. He just sat there quietly and watched TV. He continued to seem distant and absent. Finally, with silence all around us, I decided to go to bed. About 15 minutes later, he came to bed, but I still felt that he was distracted and his thoughts were somewhere else. He fell asleep. I cried. I don't know what to do. I'm almost sure that his thoughts are on someone else. My life is a disaster." From the husband's diary, "Boat won't start. Can't figure it out."
And that's the good stuff.